This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The T20 World Cup title-winning Indian cricket team arrived in Delhi from Barbados this morning to a rousing reception. Fans were gathered in big numbers, cheering and clapping outside the international airport in the national capital to welcome the men's cricket team and give them a warm reception. Fans holding placards and waving the national flag braved a drizzle to line up outside the airport to welcome the men in blue. The team flew back from Barbados, where they defeated South Africa by 7 runs in the summit clash of the tournament. The departure of the Indian squad was delayed after Hurricane Beryl hit the Caribbean. The Indian squad is currently meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence. They will leave for Mumbai later. Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI Secretary Jay Shah, informed that in Mumbai, the victorious team will take part in an open bus roadshow this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is leading the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit in Astana, Kazakhstan currently. He is representing Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the 24th meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of State. During the summit, the leaders are expected to review the organization's activities over the past 2 decades and discuss the state and prospects of multilateral cooperation. Topical issues of regional and international importance are also expected to be discussed at the meeting. India's priorities in SEO are shaped by Prime Minister's vision of a secure SEO. Secure stands for security, economic cooperation, connectivity, unity, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity, and environmental protection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Swami Vivekananda on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the teachings of Swami Vivekananda give strength to millions. He said Swami Vivekananda's profound wisdom and relentless pursuit of knowledge are also very motivating. The Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as a medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges located in Bihar, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashvani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year. Niti Aayog is launching Sampurnata Abhiyan, a 3-month campaign from today till the 30th of September, to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of 6 key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks across the country. It seeks to achieve saturation in each of the 6 identified indicators in the 112 aspirational districts and 500 aspirational blocks under the Aspirational Districts Program and Aspirational Blocks Program. Indian equity benchmarks opened at a new record high on Thursday following positive cues from global peers. In early trading hours, Sensex was trading above the 80,000 mark with a gain of 114 points, while Nifty with a gain of 39 points was trading at a new all-time high of 80,374 and 24,325. Millions of voters in United Kingdom are set to cast ballots in the crucial general elections today as the nation prepares to usher in a new Prime Minister. The voting will begin at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 3:30 a.m. tomorrow. As soon as the voting finishes, the process of counting of votes will begin to decide the next Prime Minister of the country. The main contest in the country is between Prime Minister Sunak's Conservative Party and his opponent Sir Keir of Labour Party. Both the parties held intense campaigning in the past few days to woo the voters. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden kicked off their campaign with a victory over an all-Dutch duo, Sander Ahrens and Robin Haas, 7-5-6-4 in the first round of the men's doubles in London last night. They will face the German pair of Hendrik Zebens and Konstantin Fransden in the next round. In badminton, India's Priyanshu Rajawat is advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Canada Open. 8-seed Rajawat defeated Denmark's Rasmus Gamke 17-21, 21-16, 21-14 in the opening round yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.